Caregiving is like stink on a skunk. It smells bad and nobody wants it in the room, but the reality is sometimes it's there and you need to deal with it. Nobody ever grows up wanting to be a caregiver. You don't say, oh, I can't wait to be one. But the fact of the matter is, we love people, and as a result of that love, we're motivated to help them when they have a problem. And that's how we become caregivers. It's not a positive choice for a lot of people. They don't see it as something that's going to have any kind of good outcome other than it's going to help somebody else survive. So a lot of people approach it with the idea that it's really drudgery. It's basically grunt work. You have to make it a positive experience. You have to see the good in the opportunities that are there. You have to make something of it so that it's a rewarding experience, not only for you, but for your loved one. And that, I think, is the biggest secret of being a successful caregiver, is you have to actually see that what you do has value and meaning. And when it does for you, and you feel good about the care that you give, you're more likely to solve your loved one's problems in ways that make you feel closer to each other. You're going to look at your loved one and you're going to say, how can I make things better for him or her? Not by doing everything, not by taking over his or her life, but by empowering him or her to do the things that matter. Everyone has a to-do list, even people that need care. And if you don't take the time and stop and say, what would you like to get done? You're going to find yourself engaged in all kinds of battles and all kinds of problems because you're not looking at the caregiving from the same perspective as your loved one. You're looking at it like, let's get it done because this job stinks. Don't ever let the skunk rule how you do caregiving. Let your love take the lead. Good luck with that.